Building models isn't just for kids. Whether it's cars, tanks, ships, or aircraft, this creative project can often include a rewarding outcome. Model building can be educational and fun, but it may also offer an opportunity to think and relax. Local veteran, Peter Myers, is hoping the benefits of model building will help veterans who struggle with operational stress injury by introducing the program, Operation Vet Build. The free program, hosted in Legion branches, offers veteran-to-veteran peer support operated through the Royal Canadian Legion's Operational Stress Injury Special Section, SOI. The SOI provides outreach, peer support, and referral services to veterans and their families who are affected by operational stress injuries, including anxiety, depression, addictions, PTSD, or other mental health challenges. With over 30 chapters across Canada, Myers hopes Operation Vet Build will take off with a new chapter in Cambridge, and as team leader, he is eager to see veterans come out to a meet and greet on October 23 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 272, Hespler. "We don't have a chapter in this area. When I heard about it, I was instantly interested. We are in a good location with legions in Galt, Hespler, and Preston. We also have the regiment here, and legions and regiments across Waterloo Region and Guelph," Myers said. The program by veterans is for veterans and welcomes Canadian or Allied Armed Forces or RCMP, with the objective as to help improve mental health. "It is a peer support program and model building is simply the medium," Myers said. The program is completely free to veterans. No experience is required, and all materials are supplied. The team leader for all of Ontario received over 1,000 model kits, all donated. "He offered to bring me a few to get started. Well, he sure did, and brought me over 91 kits. It was amazing," Myers said. The Poppy Fund at the Hespler Legion also assists with the cost of the building kits, which include rags, glue, snips, nail files, tweezers, and scissors. "I'm donating paint and an airbrush system, and someone has donated another. So, the guys should do pretty well. Now we're ready to get some vets in to take part," Myers said. Operation Vet Build, which began in Canada in 2019, uses scale model building kits in a supportive atmosphere. Working in a stress-free setting alongside other veterans, the program offers an opportunity to learn new skills and to meet other veterans with similar backgrounds. The group focuses on promoting mental well-being in a relaxed atmosphere. The thing with this is that it is peer-on-peer. Everyone can come together and build some models, Myers said. "For some, it's hard. I know from experience. I had a friend who had PTSD. It was severe. I saw what he went through, and I would not wish that on anyone. What he did was color for a couple hours a day. It just helped relax him." Myers said that by building models, it too might take the stress out of life by talking with others. "Talking really helps, especially with others who might have had similar experiences," Myers said. Born in Galt, Myers is a veteran who served in the Canadian Armed Forces for 16 years, but he said building models is something of a newer pastime. "As a veteran, I had fun. I really enjoyed it. Building models, this is something I started just before the pandemic. And I really got into it. I found it fascinating. If I didn't know anything, I just went to YouTube. And from there, I then went from hand painting to airbrushing," Myers said. "Now, I'm building dioramas, which include scenery. I have just built my first one, which I will be entering into a contest sometime in October at the Air Cadet Center. This is something I just find very relaxing." When it comes to models, Myers says he particularly enjoys building armor. "I've got World War II, British and German pieces, as well as modern pieces," Myers said. "I am now working on the Leopard C2 tank. This one jumped out at me because it included a biography of the Canadian tank commander who began Operation Vet Build. Operation Vet Build will take place at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 272 in Hespler, two Sundays a month beginning November 13 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Myers said refreshments, models, and good company is all included. "And I hope that on October 23, we'll get veterans interested at our meet and greet. I would like to see our veterans come out. Maybe a veteran and his son, or a police officer, all are invited," Myers said. "Right now, we want to get the word out and invite veterans to take part. I know I love it, so why not share it?" For more information, Contact peter.harvey.myers@gmii.com to learn more about Operation VetBuild. Visit here.